And good morning. We welcome back to the Daily Pod the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Indiana, Suzanne Crouch. Good morning to you, Mrs. Crouch. How are you doing on this glorious Thursday?
I'm doing great, Tom, and thank you for having me on. It's great to catch up with you. We're in a new year, and this is going to be a good year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, with the new year comes the new Indiana General Assembly session, and just want to get your perspective on how things are going so far, and if you've had to preside over the Senate for any votes as of yet.
You know, we are, you know, session started January 8th, so we're kind of getting towards the end of the first half. In fact, next week will be the third committee reading deadline, and so bills that haven't made it out of the committee will not actually be considered in this session. And so we understand that, you know, we're starting to see the work pick up. There were over 600 bills filed in the General Assembly, and there'll probably be under 200 that will actually become law. I have not had to take a tie vote. I only vote when there are ties, but as Lieutenant Governor and President of the Senate and run the Senate, and there have been, you know, some interesting bills. I think probably one of the bills that I support that, you know, I think is going to be a good bill, it passed this week was Senate Bill 234. And what that bill does is it limits the emergency powers of the governor so that the governor can only state of emergency for 30 days unless he consults with the General Assembly. And I think that's an important bill because it helps to establish a stronger balance of powers between the three branches of government so that if we ever find ourselves in a, you know, in a state of emergency like we did with COVID, where the, you know, emergency, state of emergency kept going on and on and on for over a year, the General Assembly will be involved in those cases in the future. And I think that makes for a stronger government. So that was an interesting bill that was passed out of the Senate. Of course, it has to go over to the House and get a hearing there and make it through the House before it could be considered and end up on the governor's desk. But there's a lot of checks that are moving through the General Assembly. There's a 13 check for retired public servants. There's a bill in the Senate to look at how do we increase the literacy and how do we ensure that more students are reading by third grade, because we know that if they can't read by third grade, they're going to struggle through school and then they're going to struggle through life. And we know that one of the things that are being considered is perhaps we ought to test these children in second grade also so that we can identify the ones that are going to need help and get them the help so that they can pass the iRead by third grade. Because the alternative would be to hold a child back. And, of course, we always want children to stay with their classmates, but we also want to make sure that they can read. And then one of the other issues when it comes to education that is working its way through the General Assembly is addressing truancy in school. We know that 20% of school children have missed 18 days or more of school, which identifies them as chronically absent. If we can't have kids in school, we can't have them prepared for graduation. And so they'll be looking at how we can address the issue of kids not being in school as much. So just a whole myriad of bills that are moving through the General Assembly. But it is a short session, and I think one of the, you know, perhaps one of the bills that was really also very, very well received and we know is going to help all of Indiana, particularly rural Indiana, is addressing the lack of child care and then the affordability of child care throughout Indiana, because we want to ensure that everyone is in the workforce, and we know that there are people that want to be in the workforce. There are women that want to be in the workforce but aren't there because there's not enough child care or it's too expensive. So that issue is they're being taken on, and that's going to be critical to our economy, not just to those children, being able to get them prepared and taken care of, but also to our economy.
And of course, with the, as you mentioned, this obviously the short session. But as far as that's concerned, do you notice a really rapid fire as far as bills being filed and acted on, so forth, in the during a short session as opposed to the long session, when of course the budget has to be crafted and voted on?
Yes, Tom, you're absolutely right. I mean, first of all, the representatives and the senators have a limit in the bills that they can file. So because it's a short session, they can't hear as many bills, which quite honestly is probably good for all of us. The less government we have in our lives, the better off we are. But yes, and so because the session will end the beginning of March, and in a long session, which is the budget session, it'll go towards the end of April. So because we have a shorter period of time to hear these bills, they're moving pretty quickly. And as I said, next week will be a critical deadline. If your bill hasn't been heard in the House, it's been filed, it's probably dead for the session. And so unless you can get it amended into language in some other bill in the second half. So, yes, you're absolutely right. It's a much quicker pace, and things are moving. The calendar for the Senate bills are getting longer and longer, and that'll keep going until the end of the first session, which will happen the very beginning of February.
All right, and then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To-Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Indiana Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch. And some other things, something that transpired since the last time we talked, Mrs. Crouch, was a new executive director with OCRA.
Yes, the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. Really, we've been very blessed. Denny Spinner was our former director of OCRA, and he was so good because OCRA works with our small rural communities throughout Indiana, helping them build their capacity and improving their quality of life. And Denny was a mayor of Huntingburg, a small town in southwest Indiana. And so he understood what those mayors went through. He retired for transferred for another opportunity. And so we were blessed that we were able to hire the former mayor of Terre Haute, Duke Bennett. And he, again, has been very involved with the how communities work and how they can apply for grants. And so he will be absolutely wonderful for heading up OCRA. But, you know, OCRA is such an important agency in that it distributes $32 million in community development block grant money to our small rural communities throughout Indiana. One of the programs that has been very successful that kind of we paused during COVID was our Stellar program. And so we are launching that new program again this year. It's called Stellar Pathways, and it'll be how we can help communities that are wanting to compete for dollars, how we can help them improve their quality of life. And, you know, Tom, that is so important, quality of life for Hoosiers, because it's where people decide where they're going to live and where they're going to educate their children. And it used to be that people follow businesses, but today businesses are following people. And people want to live where they have that quality of life. We want to make sure rural Indiana is not left behind. And that's what OCRA focuses on, is how to build those communities and how to improve their quality of life. So we're pretty excited. And if anyone wants to learn how to apply, any communities want to learn how to apply for that Stellar Pathways program, they can go to OCRA, OCRA.IN.gov/. Stellar, STELLAR. And we hope that Batesville looks at that and applies for that. And who knows, maybe can become a Stellar Pathways community.
There you go. Absolutely. So, again, that's check out the OCRA website for that information on the Stellar communities. And shifting gears here, kind of wrap things up on a really lighter note. You've got the Indiana Destination Development Corporation and Indiana Foodways Alliance. They got the annual Pi Day to Pi Day celebration and contest. And also, the of course, that's in line with the Indiana Culinary Trails Passport.
Yes, I'll tell you what. We had a Pi Day to Pi Day because I only have pie for you. And you can win. Actually, anyone who checks in at our Hoosier Pie Trail can actually receive, the three of them will receive I Only Have Pies for You socks. We have 24 restaurants on the Hoosier Pie Trail. And anyone who visits Mrs. Wick's Cafe in Winchester will be checked in for a drawing to win a free pie for a year, one pie every month. That's Mrs. Wick's Cafe in Winchester. I've been there. Have you ever been there, Tom?
I have not had the opportunity, but we do have a member on staff who is from the Winchester area, and somebody else who had worked here one time swore by their pies. And tell you what, I've had a little samples of them, and they're fantastic.
That's right. And so from January 23rd, which was National Pie Day, through February, and then, which is National Pie Month, and then this will go on till March 14th. So you can go and check out those 24 restaurants that are on the Pie Trail, and hopefully when I Only Have Pies for You socks. And in your area, the restaurants would be Story's Restaurant in Greensburg, and then Stone's Family Restaurant in Millhausen. And so, but let me ask you this, Tom, what's your favorite pie?
I really don't have a favorite. I mean, you put any kind of pie in front of me, it's going to be gone in 60 seconds.
Oh, so you're one of those, every pie is your favorite pie.
Pretty much. Yes, pretty much. Yeah, I can't think of one that I would object to.
Well, you'll have to check out those restaurants on our pie trail, and you'll have to try to qualify. And you know what? You should have your friend that works there go up to Winchester some weekend before March 14th and get you entered into that a pie a month, contest that Mrs. Wicks is having there in Winchester.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great. Yeah, save me the trip, I guess.
But, there you go.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right. Anything else pertaining to that, Mrs. Crouch?
No, I don't think so, Tom. I think that covers it. I'll have Ron get you the address for the where people can go for the Pie Day to Pie Day so that they can see where those 24 restaurants are and qualify for the Only Have Pies for You socks. And, and then we can get that out there and be sure that people are enjoying their favorite pie.
There you go. And, of course, this is a story that we had recently on WRBIRadio.com. And, of course, also we have the QR code to sign up as well. So lots going on as far as that's concerned. And as always, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well. And look forward to speaking with you again in about a month.
I look forward to it, too. And happy New Year, Tom.